yesterday was what came out yesterday from the Akedah was there's two aspects here of two types of Yidden. The Yid that lives his life for Kiddush Hashem, that's the symbol of the Akedah, that's more the Tzitzok, he lives with Mesiras Nefesh. And then there's Yid who doesn't do that so much, and we're putting this into very general categories. Who doesn't do that, he's the symbol of the Av that's caught up in the thorn bushes, and he does us Kiddush Hashem. Those were the two aspects that we drew out from the Akedah. And that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us, whichever way you go, ultimately he's going to make sure that we get to where we have to go to. There's no one that's going to be excused from the responsibilities of what he came in the world to do. Reish Lamed Aleph, let's take a further step in this direction. We're going to work with this for quite a while still, so you have to just keep the threads together as we go forward. Fine. But say for true Amor, Shurab Yaakov Melissa, Bound Sivas Amishpat, he says there, the Bound Sivas Amishpat, Al Shira Shir Mintadav Nifla, as Shefech O Yakores, Al Asugi Shano Eskimbo. He throws a very precious light on the Sugi that we're busy dealing with. For Kach name of the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk in Shira Shirim, Hishbati Eschem Bnei Yushalayim, I make an oath to you, the daughters of Jerusalem, that Svois Obayeles Asade, with the flocks or the ayeles tasada, the deer of the field, imtairu esa'ava atechapat. Let's see what this means. The Bible is a first. She b'nais Yerushalayim heim umas ha'olam. The b'nais Yerushalayim, funny enough, are called the umas ha'olam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu mashbiyah son. He makes him make a shua, claim a gozer b'zerase. The Hashem makes a gezera. Shem ki ilu nishboi malkach. It's like they've made a shvur. Obviously, they didn't make a shvur, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu's goyzer that it will come out like they'll do what they were told to do, like they made a shvur. But tzva'ois ki kishisrael oisim utzona shel makom, hay muchanim b'shem tzva'ois, legions. When we do the Ratzon Hashem, we call tzva'ois legions. Because shein oitzim ratzon makom hay muchanim b'shem ayalos v'chayis asade. There is some kind of animal in the field, some kind of chayis asade, some buck or deer or whatever. What's pshat? Claimer, when she Israel tovim uroi, whether Klal Yisrael is good or bad, whether they're doing Ratzon Hashem or not, when she begeta tzvois, when she begeta ayalos, whether Klal Yisrael or mugdal is tzvois, meaning they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, or when she begeta ayalos, they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashbias umas haumas oidus shnei dvarim. Hashem's gozer, that means that if the ummah is on mushba, they've made a shvur on two things. Im ti'iru, lotion sina. Im ti'iru is a lotion of sina, claimer. Im tigromoi laharchikes Yisrael melim shebashamayim. If you are successful in causing Klal Yisrael to distance themselves from their Father in heaven. The sinio is some chas v'chilil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You make them, so to speak, chas v'chilil hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one in him. V'anyan ha'sheini al ha'shvuhu im to'eru es ha'avah. Ein burush choschem, no one in your rishus, la'atze Yisrael kolkach. La'atza Yisrael kolkach, sorry. You don't have the ability to be made to Klal Yisrael so much. Hashem waits for Klal Yisrael to, from their own understanding, to do tshuva. It comes from themselves. They want to come back. Klal Yisrael, they are not doing the Ratzon Hashem. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu waits for them to come back and do tshuva on their own. Shemantim alay. Ulay. Rak, lechen, rak kishyegi zman ha'gula, v'yev shayi litacherot. However, when the time for the gula comes, which only Hashem knows what it is, but he can't delay anymore. Hey, madayin lo yishuv chas v'chim ketetzo mi b'choros ha'matoiva, if they weren't b'choiza, out of the b'chir, their own correct use of b'chira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo Yamid Lechem Melech Kasher Kahaman. Hashem will raise over them a Melech Kasher Kahaman, difficult, hard like Haman, Kedai Le'oirem B'tshuva, to wake them up to do tshuva, V'chidei Le'oire Sa'av Shebenayim Levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to arouse the love between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. V'zeu Ad She'techofetz, that's in the end of the pasuk. It says Ad She'techofetz, until this desire, and Ad She'chofetz Milifnei Hashem L'goylo Samo, until Hashem desires to redeem them. V'yiratzeinu B'kach She'umos Yitzro L'Yisrael Ad She'yivarmu Lehem She'yishuv B'tshuva Ad Kan Perek Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Ratzon that the Umos will cause Klal Yisrael Tzar until to cause them to do tshuva. Ad Kan the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, and this pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So let's try and understand what he's talking about. Not easier what he's saying. Let's try and understand what he's saying. I mean, it comes out like this, Pashtus. Let's just summarize what you said in our own words. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the Umos HaOlam, and he's forcing them. He's making a gezeira. It says if they made a shvur, but when Klal Yisrael doesn't do what they're supposed to be doing, so Hashem waits and waits and waits. He sees that Klal Yisrael is just it's too late. Hashem has to wake us up, because we're not waking up ourselves. We're not doing tshuva from our own bechira. So then Hashem will use the Umos HaOlam to wake us up. They'll cause us so much tzar, Rahman al-Litzlan, Melech Kasher Kahaman, that we will do tshuva through the tzar. That's essentially what he's saying. Okay. Benivayas Omer Dvarov, let's understand the depth of what he's saying here. Tiyanetz Meinuk, Shnei Sugim Yehudim, Tovim V'Roy. Tzvois V'Hales HaSoda. Let's imagine two types of Jews. Good, bad, the Tzvois and the Hales HaSoda. V'Yehudim HaTovim Hein Begede Tzvois HaShem. V'Leichna U'Mechomas HaShem. The guys that are doing the Ratzon HaShem are Begede the army of HaShem. The ones that are fighting the wars of HaShem. Those are the ones that are keeping the Dinei Torah, the Mesiris, that are keeping the Torah. Hashem warns the Umos HaOlam not to disturb these Yidin. Loiver is a Kodesh Baruch Hu from serving Hashem. That they shouldn't prevent his children from having this Kesha Ava with him. You don't come and cause separation and hatred between me and my children, Chas V'Chalila, Hashem says. That's talking about the Yidden. On the other hand, they're talking about the Yidden that are fallen in the Ruchnitz. והאין בחינס הילס הסבל, בחינס עד שהיא תחופץ. הקודש ברוך הוא מעניין שישיבו בכיחס עצמן, השם wants these that are fallen, that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, he wants them to be חוזי בתשובה on their own, but, ורק אם לא תהיה ברירה, but if he doesn't have a choice, ויגיע הזמן האחרון, come to the last moment, יעמיד עליהם הקודש ברוך הוא מלך גרש ורמן, עד שהם ישובו לעבוסו. Until they wake up. I mean, you have to wake up now. Don't wait for the next stage where you get a melech kashuk haman ruling over us. As we mentioned, this is according, you should have picked it up already. This is the two phases of the two aspects of the akedah. Keneged akedah yitzok, keneged shchitas ha'ayl b'poil, the akedah of yitzok and the shchita of ha'ayl. Yishnam shnei sigi yishsuga yehudim. יש יהודי שהוא בגדר צפויס, איסס רצוני של מוקם, והרי הוא כיצחק אבינו אלה תמימה, וזה יהיה בצלק יצחוק, he is the one that is doing the רצון השם. כל חי והם כליל להשם, ותפקידו הוא לקדש את השם בחיוב, and he's battling all the time to מקדש השם שמיים while he's alive, יהודי זה אשר איקדס רצוני סוב לו אביו שבשמיים, he's uprooted his ritzonis for the ratzon of his father in heaven. Eino nishchat b'poil, he doesn't get shechted b'poil. He's not shechted essentially. Rega achron hamalach kairim min hashamayim u'mechaltze migzeres hamisek yitzak min b'shaisa. The last minute, the malach comes down and prevents the actual shechita. There's another Yehudi who's like the animal in the field. He drives around and he's free, chofshi, running around with the goyim and doing whatever they're doing, living his life free. He's all tangled up and caught up in all the hevel and the insanity of the world out there. In the lesson of the Chazal, his horns are caught up in the bush. That's going to be your children, Hashem says to Avram. Nechozim beumes v'nizbochim b'tzores v'namshichim imelochis mamelochis. They're going to be caught up by the nations, and they're going to be entangled with tzores, and they're going to draw off to the Goyishal world. If he doesn't wake up and do tshuva while he's still alive and come back to Hashem, then he'll wake up through Rahman Litzlan, not a pleasant path. He'll das Kiddush Hashem. When you shelakach Ramazu Chazal, the Rabbanan Omri, Hashbion b'doyre shel shmad b'tzvois she'osu tzvoyne b'oylam she'asisi tzvoyne b'hem tzvoyne ayene rutzoyni tzvoyne means the rotzo or b'yales asode she'shtoich kvim domol al kudush shmi k'dam atzvi v'dam ha'ayl. The tzvokos, there you see it again, are the ones that are doing the rotzo. The yales asode are those that spill their blood al kudush shmi, Hashem says, like the blood of the tzvi or the isle. Hadahu diksev kelecha harognu kol hayom, it says in Tehillim, because of you, in your name, we are killed every day. Sha'ad shi'igir doyre shal shmad ein lem b'shus la'ayr ul'oyre es ha'ava ach ha'sheyeh ha'chofetz v'ha'rotzon b'inyan zem yeis Hashem yisparach. When the rotzon is, the Muslim can't touch us until the rotzon of Hashem is that now Yashpucho es Adam, Kalis Sona, Hashem gives the umas the reshus to go and to spill the blood, Rachmana Litzlan, like the Yolos Sasori. Okay, so frightening stuff. I mean, we've seen Klal Yisrael through 2,000 years of Golos be ruled by very difficult kings. In the times of Haman, the Gezeir was there, and had the king not done tshuva, Chas v'chilulu, who knows what would have been there, what a chuban there would have been there. But Klal Yisrael was a b'tshuva. It's unbelievable, when it's chacham, Klal Yisrael was chayza b'tshuva, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them, the goyim couldn't touch us. And yet we've seen times not like that. That's been the galus. So obviously we're drawn to the Shoah, we're drawn to the last major chuban that we're able to relate to directly, because we had personal contact with it. Maybe not always direct, but certainly personal. There's no one that doesn't know someone who was there, or stories, or, I mean, we're very involved with that. It's much easier to relate to than the Inquisition or, you know, many other ones that were. So let's see where this fits into the picture, yeah? Obviously, the question that's been raised also is, we see that many holy tzaddikim and people who were living as Christian also died there. We have to see how he deals with it. That's a big bother, no? That's always the tzaddik v'ralo comes back again. If this system is correct, what he's describing here, so then it would be hard to have bechira. You wouldn't have bechira because you see the tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim survived the Holocaust, and all the ones that were the Bundestag and the ones that had assimilated, they were killed. And all that was left with all the Shomer Torah mitzvahs. You wouldn't have bechira there. So we have to understand. We have to understand how that fits into this marechet yahadi of tzaddik v'chayla, tzaddik v'ralo, Rosh Hashanah, how you have that fit into the system. I don't know yet. But that's obviously the question. I was saying a Kodesh, one of the bottom Rosh Hashanah base, if you're interested. I was saying a Kodesh, one of the bits of Kibiyu, Bonoi, Yesod Godel. We inherited, they planted very deep in the collective Jewish Neshama site. Very important Yesod. Yudi Muhusi Hi Mesiris Nefesh. The essence of a Jew is Mesiris Nefesh. אם זכו מויסס נפשי כי יצוק בו איקרס עצמו ורנוצוינו ובחי אל השם יסברו, if he זויכה, כי הוא ביקר, כי הוא bind himself and tie himself to be מויסס נפש while he's alive doing the rotten of השם. אולם גם אם חס וחלילה לא זוכו לכך, if חס וחלילה he doesn't get that right, הוא לא ינותק משרשרת הזהב של עם ישראל, הוא ישחק קהל ויקדש את השם במויסס. He's not cut off from his destiny as a Jew, he's not cut off from the chain of Jewish destiny, he'll come back another way. Kol mi shelev shomei Eloi. Everybody's still got some kind of sensitivity, can hear these things still. Mevin ki dvarim eilu einim rayonot ba'alma. This is not just nice ideas, it's not just nice, wow, that's gewaldic, look, that fits with that, and that sits there, and this is, wow, that's parallel to that, wow, gewaldic, unbelievable, wonderful, sure, lovely pshat, gewaldic asfaras, lovely lombas, no. What a bit of a sensitivity here, you understand, this is lemaisa. Midor achron hirgish v'chava am Yisrael al besorei shel doyo shel shmat. Previous generation. Ayo ze dor shebo nishpach dam yudi k'tzir k'ayl. Jewish blood was spilt in the last, in the Holocaust, like we said, k'tzir k'ayl. Rivers of blood that got spilt. Dor shebo yisrachsu le'yehudim k'vahim mamash. Mamas cheated the Yidden like behemoths, worse than behemoths. You couldn't even claim animal rights. The animals had rights in Germany. There was an animal's rights and there was the SPCA. The Jews didn't even have that. If they would have cheated us like they cheated the animals, wow, they would have been glorious. That's how bad it was. So we see Mamas Ketzir Ka'il, Goshevois Yaschi Ludim Kebehemoths Mamas Golosh and Chazal. And he matir es besorchem kayelos esode. The Gemara says, I allow a matir, your flesh, kayelos esode. Like the hefka animals in the field. Adim l'chomas ha'ilam ha'shniya, ad l'shua, lo nishma kedov ha'zeh betoldos ha'imushit. It was never heard. Until the Second World War, until the Holocaust, there was never a thing like this that happened with the human race. She'takum ume v'titzie svuvim mibnei Adam. שתיתו אורס אדם ותעשה מהם אהלים למנוירס. There was never a situation where a nation came up, so-called normal, sophisticated nation amongst nations, and made soap out of people, made lampshades out of the skin of people, of their own citizens. שתרח ניסים בבני אדם מושל היו חייס מעבדה, משל היו חייס מעבדה, used humans for medical experiments, that today they won't let you do it on rats, on bunnies, they won't let you do those experiments, but on a yid you could do whatever you wanted. I don't think it was a few Meshuggah Germans, the entire medical system in Germany was behind that, big companies, drug companies, whatever, was sponsoring, were very interested in the results of that research. Okay, so on bunnies and rats you can't do the search, on Jews you could do whatever you wanted. It was a unique event in world history, human history, of the Kiddush Hashem Kehalas Asada, of Yidden dying as Kiddush Hashem just because they were Jews for no other reason. Asher Yisa. Ahidkashmut shchitas ha'el b'maisa kaida.
Rav, can I add a question to what?
No, not yet. Just let's just get through this and pick up all the answers and we'll take the questions. I leave time for questions. Just let's get into the. I don't want to break the mood yet. Just a little. 1 second. No, I like questions. I want questions, but you have to let me finish the sentence here. Ashoa yise ahidkashmut shchitas ha'el b'maisa kaida. It was the crystallization, it was the physicalization of the Shittas Al by the Akeda. Hamasreifes v'taya gazim hayu mizbeach shel Avram Avinu. The ovens and the gas chambers was the mizbeach that Avram Avinu built. Sham na'aku v'nishchotu rovavois. On that mizbeach were killed and shechted multitudes. Reveis Yudim, Kabona Shinizrak Domon, Vuhuktore Avereim al Gabeya Mizbeach. Multitudes of Jews, Kabonas, whose limbs, whose beings were thrown onto the Mizbeach, קוי לכלי להשם על הפוסק ויראיך השם את ריח אני חויך. And השם smells the ריח אני חויך. ופרשים חזל הריח, ריח דורש של שמד. Unbelievable, look at that חזל. So the ריח is ריח אני חויך, השם smells כביכול the beautiful aroma. What's a beautiful aroma, yeah? What are you talking about? Says the Midrash, it's talking about דורש של שמד. דורש של שמד, השם likes the smell of the דורש של שמד, what are you talking about? That's the word. That's the שחיתס אייל. יהודים רבים שעד לא איסה זמן היו נחוזים בזרח בקרנסיהם. Many, many Yidden who were completely entangled in the Goyish world. כידוע, קרן בעל החיים מסמלס אס גאווסם. The horns of an animal always represent the gaiva. That's the understanding of the horns. The keren is always the gaiva. ואיסה מסבכס איסה ונחוזס בומס אוילם. That got them all caught up and tangled and mixed up in the umas ha'olam. Ve'yosim ikach ho'yosim yudim v'yitru ala gaiva yudist v'siglu la'atzmam es gaiva ha'germanit. They gave up the Jewish pride. Those Jews gave up the Jewish pride. They were embarrassed to be Jews. That's why they wanted to be like the Germans. They wanted to be like the Goyim, because they didn't have Jewish pride. It's the biggest fight we have today with our kids. Do they have genuine, deep Jewish pride? Proper Jewish pride. Not the wrong Jewish pride, kosher Jewish pride, or they're feeling embarrassed because they're full, and therefore they look elsewhere. Many parallels, unbelievable, frightening, terrifying parallels between Hitler, Yamach Shmoy, and Haman. יהודים שכבר שלישי דרש נטושיאס יהודוסם, Jews that were completely three, four generations, completely מנותק, totally distant from their Judaism, מיידפו על ידי הגויים יימח שמו, were chased and pursued by the goyim, and they reminded them that they were Jews. הם גילו את מי שסובו סובו היהודי והובילו עיסה אל המזבח והקריבו לפני השם יתברך. It was the goyim that reminded these people that they had some Jewish connection. They'd forgotten about it. They had no shaykhus to Judaism anymore. And it was Dafke Hitler Machshmoy that came along and reminded them and dragged them out of their homes. We'll see. There were stories about that. There was their wives, their Goyish wives that handed them over. It was their children that handed them over, their Goyish children who handed them to the Nazis. And they went to the camps like everybody else. And they were Makriv Difnei Hashem Yisbarach, and they were the Korban, they was Mekad Hashem Shmai, they were the Kiddush Hashem. But if you have questions, let's take some now. There's more to speak about, yeah, but if there's questions, let's deal with them now.
Okay, my question is, according to what we just read at the end, okay? We were saying that Hashem is going to put us a melech like Haman, and people are going to do tshuva. But the problem is that, like in the Holocaust, Dr. Shalom, what we see is that people that survived ended up pushing out Hashem, most of them, instead of becoming closer to Hashem. Most of them were mad at Hashem. Most of them were saying, I don't want any part in this thing, in Judaism at all. So how does this connect to what we were saying right now? Like, people should have done tshuva, the ones that didn't die, the ones that survived should have made tshuva, but it didn't happen.
They didn't. So now that's why we're still battling on this. Now we're struggling more. And the Kasha Melech Kasha Kahaman. We have Bechira. The Holocaust never took away Bechira. Those that died as Kiddush Hashem, those that died as Kiddush Hashem, died as Kiddush Hashem. You said it. Those that carried on living as Kiddush Hashem, carried on living as Kiddush Hashem. Now there's a group of people that lived and weren't Chayuza B'tshuva. You said it. They still have Bechira. There were those that weren't keeping the Torah before the Holocaust, that started keeping the Torah because of the Holocaust. There were those that keeping the Torah before the Holocaust that stopped keeping the Torah because of the Holocaust. That's called Bechira in Achinami. Mashiach hasn't come yet, and so we're still on the road. So this principle continues to work. If you're not going to do Tshuva now in Corona, you know what's going to come afterwards, Rahmana Litzlan? We're still surrounded by millions of Arabs who want to kill us. There's the Chinese who are starting to... That giant starting to wake himself up. I mean... What do you think? Mashiach's come? No, we're still in that process. We're still grabbing through that process. That generation went, what happened to the generation, the Holocaust happened to them. And now, yeah, now we're struggling. There was an enormous hysteria of tshuva after the Holocaust. Enormous hysteria. There are a lot more from people today than there were before the Holocaust. Half of Berlin was assimilated. Half of Berlin. You're talking about an assimilation rate of 50% in Berlin before the war. You understand? So, in a chinami, 90% of Klal Yisrael is still not getting the message. And that's why we're in so much trouble, for sure. Those that died as Kiddush Hashem died as Kiddush Hashem. Those who lived as Kiddush Hashem are living as Kiddush Hashem. And the ones that aren't, in a chinami. You slept Bechira, that never goes away. So it's Bechira, you choose. And then those that gonna, they didn't get a drop then, they're going to have to get a drop later. Okay? It's a problem, understand. These are difficult sugyas, and we're just on the surface. You know, each other is a big sugya. He's dealing in generalities here. The specifics here are way beyond our ability to grasp. Hashem's cheshbon with each person, and how, and when, and who, and how much suffering, and how. Yev shalad dat. Chomsol Avava says sometimes Hashem keeps a person alive just because of the children that are going to come from you. Lamai says Hashem doesn't have any business with this guy anymore. This Russia. But Hashem keeps him alive because his children may be big tzaddikim. You know? I don't know. They're not kashted to deal with the tragedy. That's what we said right in the beginning. We said right in the beginning that we'll understand what we can. But what we can't, we can't. It's sort of the gecheles, you know. You have to warm yourself and you have to try and grasp what you can. But if you try and pick this up and you try and understand every aspect of the Holocaust, you're going to get misruffed, totally misruffed. You can't understand it, you know. So, you know, chinami. You know, when you talk about the birth pangs of Mashiach, have a look, and everyone says, yeah, no, Mashiach must be coming. These are terrible birth pangs and whatever. And then people say, yeah, listen, there was the Holocaust. Everyone thought Mashiach was coming. There was the Inquisition. Everyone thought Mashiach was coming. So why should I think Mashiach is coming now just because there's this suffering? There was suffering before Mashiach never came. You understand the idiocy of that? When a woman's having birth pains, she's having labor pains, yeah? So she has labor pains and she thinks, oh, now she's going to give birth. And then it doesn't. The sort of whatever, the contractions sort of settle down, whatever. Then she starts having contractions again. She never says, well, I had contractions before and I never gave birth, so why should I give birth now? She understands that each contraction and each pain and each moment is leading closer to the birth. The birth will come for sure. May not be now. It might be in 10 minutes. It might be in 15 minutes. Maybe in an hour. But just the fact that this contraction didn't give birth doesn't mean the next contraction won't give birth. So that is what we're going through now. People thought that the Holocaust, that was it. That's Mashiach for sure, for sure, for sure. Mashiach never came. But I'm going to say to Rabbi, we weren't ready for whatever cheshbonus, we weren't ready for Mashiach. Now everyone's saying, yeah, for sure, Mashiach's got to come now after the 6-day war. That's it, Mashiach's coming. Now after this, Mashiach's coming. These are all the birth pangs of Mashiach. When will the baby be born? We don't know. The Torah be Amenu of all. Now, Hashem's cheshbon with each person and each situation way beyond our ability to understand. Don't understand. Don't understand the Holocaust. We don't understand. We're just putting it into Chazal and trying to look at it through the Torah's eyes rather than from Goyish eyes, secular eyes. Understand that those hidden that died in the Holocaust died as Kiddush Hashem. The ones that weren't showing the Torah of the mitzvahs, the ones that weren't living their lives as Kiddush Hashem, died as Kiddush Hashem, like the Ayel at the Akedah. Those that carried on living as Kiddush Hashem, those are like the Akedah. Those are like Yitzchak. I asked already, what about the ones who were keeping and were and also died there? Okay, once again, I don't know what to do with that question. What about the ones that survived and were Mechal Shem Shemayim afterwards? Also, I don't know, I don't have any judgment on that. I don't know what to do with it. Hashem is his cheshbonus. But the Ikaron, we understand the principles. And now we try to learn a bit more, but to understand it and grasp it, you could never. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand this, Rabbi Akiva never understood it. Sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand when Rabbi Akiva died the way he died. Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand it. So you want me to? I can't. You have to know what you can understand, you have to know what you can't understand. But Bechira is always there at the fulcrum of the sugya. People have Bechira. People have Bechira. Yeah. Okay, let's stop there. Tomorrow we're on for tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. I think we can make tomorrow still relevant. The Seder, so I'd